Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Jerry Plush, president of Amerant Bank, on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features Jerry Plush, president of Amerant Bank, highlighting his efforts to strengthen the bank's customer connections in Florida and Latin America, expand internationally, and foster sports partnerships for brand development. Founded in 1979 and based in Miami, Amerant Bank is known for its customer-centric approach and commitment to local communities. With 83% of its workforce being Latino, the bank offers personalized services tailored to the needs of this community. Amerant's strong ties to the Latino community are further showcased through its sports sponsorships with iconic teams like the Miami Heat and the Miami Marlins. President Jerry Plush emphasized the bank's focus on expanding into new markets in Latin America and providing personalized banking solutions for high-net-worth individuals. For more on Jerry Plush's story, visit Negocios Magazine's website.
Latino families are building wealth through short-term rentals, according to new survey. Latinos across the U.S. are increasingly using short-term rentals to build wealth, according to a survey by the Hispanic Wealth Project and Airbnb. With over 70% of respondents viewing hosting as a long-term wealth-building strategy, and more than 90% of Latino hosts still active, the trend is clear. Short-term rentals not only provide extra income but also boost local economies, with nearly 50% of guest spending happening in neighborhoods. The goal is to increase Latino investment property ownership by 25% by 2034, and partnerships with platforms like Airbnb are key to achieving that. By tapping into their entrepreneurial spirit, Latinos are finding new ways to generate income and build wealth for the future. Telegram Signal Copier announces limited-time 60% flash sale for global traders. Telegram Signal Copier, a globally recognized automated trade signal copying solution, has announced a 60% flash sale available until September 30, 2025. The sale includes starter, pro, and advanced plans tailored to traders at all levels. The starter plan is ideal for individual traders, while the pro plan supports up to 3 accounts with PRO AI integration. The Advanced Plan offers lifetime access for up to 3 accounts. This initiative aims to make professional-grade automation more affordable and accessible, reflecting TSC's commitment to broadening access to its platform. Traders can benefit from automated trade execution, AI-driven features, flexible account management, and cross-market support. The flash sale ends on September 30, 2025, after which standard pricing will resume.
Charbonne Hydrogen announces $2 MEM convertible debentures replacement. Charbonne Hydrogen Corporation has announced the replacement of $2,150,000 convertible debentures, amending terms of existing debentures. The maturity date has been extended to September 30, 2026, with a convertible balance now at $2.1 million. The conversion price has been adjusted to 0.07 cents per debenture share. This move provides financial flexibility for Charbonne to complete the acquisition of hydrogen production and refueling equipment. Benoit Veilloux, CFO of Charbonne, highlighted the importance of these changes in optimizing their capital structure and advancing shareholder interests. Charbonne specializes in UHP hydrogen production and distribution, listed on the TSX Venture Exchange, OTC Markets, and Frankfurt Stock Exchange.
Galaxy Payroll Group Limited granted additional 180-day compliance period by NASDAQ to regain minimum bid price requirement. Galaxy Payroll Group Limited has been granted an additional 180-day compliance period by NASDAQ to regain compliance with the minimum bid price requirement. The company received a notification letter on September 16, 2025, extending the deadline to March 16, 2026. NASDAQ's decision was based on Galaxy meeting other listing requirements, except for the bid price. The company intends to potentially implement a reverse stock split to address the deficiency. CEO Mr. Wai Hong Lau expressed appreciation for the extension, emphasizing their commitment to shareholder value and business strategy. Galaxy Payroll Group Limited is a leading payroll outsourcing service provider based in Hong Kong, offering HR and payroll solutions to multinational companies. For more information, visit Galaxy Payroll Group's website.
Auctora rolls out first-ever electronic platform for CLO trading. Auctora Holdings has launched the first-ever collateralized loan obligation, CLO, electronic trading platform, revolutionizing the secondary trading market. This platform aims to address structural issues in the CLO market by providing transparency and improved execution for participants. Buy-side users will benefit from streamlined workflows and reliable data, while sell-side users will experience reduced operational friction. The platform offers three trading protocols: bilateral, request for quote, RFQ, and lists, with the list protocol bringing efficiencies to trading bids wanted in competition, BWEX. Auctora's CEO, Brian Bajil, expressed the platform's commitment to serving the market's needs. With a focus on reducing time associated with CLO lists and increasing secondary trading volume, Auctora's platform enables seamless management of CLO lists, integration with order management systems, access to historical data, and real-time trade and price data. Industry leaders like Moody's and Bank of America are recognizing the transformative impact of Auctora's electronic trading platform on the CLO market.
Q&A with Alex Horn, Managing Partner and Founder of BridgeInvest. Alex Horn, Managing Partner and Founder of BridgeInvest, recently discussed the firm's milestone of surpassing $1 billion in assets under management. This achievement reflects the trust of investors and the firm's track record of strong returns. BridgeInvest's expansion into the central U.S. and West Coast is driven by opportunities in high-growth markets where traditional lenders have retreated. Despite global uncertainty, BridgeInvest sees opportunities in senior-secured CRE credit, providing bespoke solutions for borrowers. The firm's disciplined approach and selective risk-taking have enabled it to step in when traditional lenders pull back, supporting sponsors through transitional phases. In the multifamily sector, BridgeInvest focuses on providing senior secured financing below replacement cost, offering strong downside protection and risk-adjusted returns. Looking ahead, BridgeInvest expects private credit to play a central role in CRE lending, positioning the firm to capitalize on opportunities in new markets and navigate uncertain times. Buy these bargain ASX stocks before it's too late. The Australian share market is booming, but it's not too late to find bargain ASX stocks. Wealth Within experts highlight the importance of spotting undervalued opportunities before the crowd. Tips include buying unloved stocks, focusing on technical patterns, and approaching penny stocks cautiously. Examples like VR1 Group, MS Group Holdings, Liberty Financial Group, and OEC show potential for growth. Remember, cheap doesn't always mean low-priced. Market psychology lessons from Tesla and WiseTech emphasize the importance of rules over emotions. Learn to trade effectively with structured education like the Diploma of Share Trading and Investment. Prepare, study, and combine fundamentals with technical analysis for smarter ASX investing. Markets involve risk, so seek advice before acting on information.
Rockbreaks, Nicola Mining Inc., TSX, HLIA, OCHIF. Gains lease extensions and reports gold shipments in Noble Capital Markets coverage. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV FSE and OTCQB, has secured a 5-year extension for 6 mining leases at its new Craigmont property, adjacent to Teck Resources' Highland Valley Copper Mine. The company has also initiated a 4,000 to 5,000-meter diamond drill program at the site. In a recent development, Nicola reported shipping 707 ounces of gold concentrate, generating approximately $2.3 million in gross proceeds. This was supported by upgrades to the Merritt Mill. The coverage was provided by Mark Reichman, Managing Director and Equity Research Analyst at Noble Capital Markets. Nicola Mining Inc. is a junior mining company with a 100% owned mill and tailings facility in British Columbia, processing gold and silver mill feed. The company also owns high-grade copper and mineral properties in the region. Crypto news breaks Beeline Holdings Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, to present at Centurion One Capital Bahamas Summit. Beeline Holdings Inc. BLNE, a digital mortgage platform, will present at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28 to 29, 2025. CEO Nick Luza will deliver the company presentation, while COO Jess Kennedy and CFO Christopher Moe will join a panel discussion. Beeline is poised for strong growth in 2026 and looks forward to showcasing its progress and vision to global growth investors at the invitation-only event. Beeline Holdings is revolutionizing mortgage fintech with its fully digital, AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core.
Mining news breaks. Resurgence highlights Lahontan Gold Corp's OTCQB LGCXF value in the microcap mining space. Lahontan Gold Corp is well positioned in the microcap mining space with a focused portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane district. The company controls four projects, including the 2 million ounce Santa Fe mine, offering near-term development potential and exposure to resource growth in a favorable regulatory environment. The Walker Lane corridor has seen increased M&A activity, highlighting the region's strategic importance. With logistical and permitting advantages, Lahontan is advancing its Santa Fe mine project towards production and plans to update the preliminary economic assessment. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold's website at lahontangoldcorp.com. Despite trailing silver and platinum, gold remains the leading monetary asset. Despite silver and platinum prices rising significantly, gold remains the leading monetary asset. Silver futures hit a new decade high, climbing over 45% since the year began. Platinum futures reached $1,400 an ounce, trading near an 11-year high with a 54% increase this year. This may be a good time for exploration firms like Tor Metals Inc. TMET to ramp up capital mobilization efforts. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts, text BIGHOLE to 88902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. Learn more at miningnewswire.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Provident Financial Services, Inc., PFS. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated their coverage on Provident Financial Services, Inc., PFS, reporting that for 2Q25, Provident Financial Services saw a net income of $72 million, up from $64 million in 1Q25, resulting in basic and diluted EPS of FEF5s. The increase was driven by higher net interest income from new loan originations and improved repricing on adjustable rate loans, along with lower non-interest expenses. Net interest income rose to $187.1 million in 2025 from $181.7 million in 1Q25, while net interest margin slightly expanded to 3.36%. Loans increased to $19.1 billion, led by commercial and industrial loans, while deposits rose to $18.7 billion. PFS reported adjusted ROA of 1.19%, adjusted ROE of 10.76%, and adjusted ROIT of 16.79%. with an outlook of maintaining NIM and core operating expenses for the remainder of 2025.
SilverX Mining launches bought deal offering to raise up to $10 million. SilverX Mining Corp has launched a bought deal offering to raise up to $10 million Canadian dollars. Under an agreement with Red Cloud Securities Inc., the company will sell 20 million units at 50 cents per unit, totaling the gross proceeds. Each unit includes a common share and a warrant. The underwriters have an option to purchase an additional 4 million units. The funds will be used for capital and exploration in Peru, as well as for general corporate purposes. The offering is set to close on September 29th, subject to regulatory approvals. SilverX is a growing silver producer and developer with a project in central Peru, aiming to deliver value to stakeholders and sustain communities and the environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.